Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled Acorn Amnesia. Reginald the Squirrel was, by all accounts, a master of nut burying. His tiny paws were swift, his memory for hiding spots legendary, and his winter hoard was always the envy of the forest. He could bury 1,000 acorns in a day and remember every single one. Until one crisp autumn morning, when something peculiar happened. He held a plump, shiny acorn in his paws, ready to dig his perfect secret spot. He paused. Where was his perfect secret spot? His mind, usually a neatly organized filing cabinet of nut locations, was suddenly blank.
Oh, fiddle faddle,
Reginald chirped, trying to remember. He paced in circles, tapping his chin thoughtfully. He tried digging a hole, but then promptly forgot why he was digging it and just stared at the empty space. He even tried burying an acorn in his ear, which was uncomfortable and entirely unhelpful. His cousin, Beatrice, a highly efficient and slightly judgmental squirrel, scurried by.
Reginald, she chided. Aren't you supposed to be burying nuts? Winter is coming.
I am, Beatrice, I am,
Reginald insisted, frantically patting the ground.
But I seem to have forgotten how to, you know, bury them.
Beatrice gasped.
Forgot how to bury nuts? That's like a bird forgetting how to fly, or a worm forgetting how to wiggle.
She tried to help. She demonstrated digging, patting, and covering. Reginald watched intently, nodded, then immediately forgot the entire process. He tried burying a nut under a leaf, then under his tail, then under a very confused beetle. Desperate, Reginald consulted Baxter, the wise old badger. Baxter was known for his vast knowledge of everything, and some very flashy pajamas with rocket ships on them that Reginald had recently borrowed. Baxter listened to Reginald's tale with a furrowed brow. Baxter rumbled, stroking his whiskers.
A most unusual predicament. Perhaps you're overthinking it, young squirrel. Sometimes the best way to remember something is to stop trying so hard.
Reginald, now utterly exasperated, slumped onto a mushroom.
But Baxter, if I don't try, I'll never remember. And then I'll be hungry all winter.
Baxter chuckled.
Perhaps. Or perhaps when you are not trying, your mind will have space for the memory to return.
Reginald sighed, closed his eyes, and just sat there, feeling rather sorry for himself. He watched a ladybug crawl across his paw, and he noticed how the sunlight dappled through the leaves. He wasn't thinking about nuts, or burying, or forgetting. He was just being. Suddenly, a little bell seemed to ring in his head. He saw a flash of his favorite oak tree, a particular root that always made a good hiding spot, and a tiny smooth stone that marked the place. He sprang up, grabbed an acorn, and in one swift, perfect motion, dug a hole, placed the nut, and covered it.
I remembered!
Reginald shrieked with delight, doing a little dance. Baxter smiled.
Indeed, you did, young squirrel. Now, if you'll excuse me, I seem to have forgotten where I put my pajamas.
Reginald, still buzzing with relief, decided to help him look. After all, a little shared memory couldn't hurt. And this has been A Bedtime Story. Good night.